big difference between you or that influencer who's growing. It's just that they have this strategy to do so and you don't. There is a brand collaboration. If there is a certain amount of money you want to make per post, per month, let's reach them together. A discount code is not a brand collaboration. If you have to pay for the shipping, that is not a brand collaboration. Hello and welcome to Start Your Influence Podcast. This is Valerie, founder of Instagram Marketing 101 2.0 and social media expert. I'm super excited to have you here. And you are in the right place if you're looking to grow your Instagram, to start working with brands, to start a business online. And this is the perfect time to do so. I am super excited for 2021. I truly appreciate your time for joining in and really setting aside some of your precious moments to actually learn. So that is amazing. And I'm really proud of you for being here in the first place. And we are going to learn 5 reasons why you need to grow your Instagram account in 2021. Now, this is a really good topic for those who are considering maybe creating new goals for 2021. Or maybe you have been trying, you're struggling to grow on Instagram. You really like the idea of actually making money online, but it's just never happened. And it's really been ups and downs and maybe a circle of loops that really haven't. So this is the perfect place to be here. Also, before we get started, I'd love to announce my new Instagram Marketing 101 2.0 program has officially launched yesterday at my masterclass, where we had over 15,000 people attend the masterclass, which was amazing. We also have a lot of people who have enrolled into the new program already. And let me tell you, if you do not know what Instagram Marketing 101 2.0 is, it is an amazing way to finally get your results. This program has helped hundreds of students transform their Instagrams, go from 0 to 20,000 followers to 40,000 followers, and become influencers that are actually respected and are making money online. So if you have been thinking about it, this was a dream of yours, you definitely want to check out my program as well, because it is officially launched and you can at least check out what's inside and what people are doing right now. Some students are already taking the course, going through the lessons, and really indulging all the amazing information that I've given you guys inside this program, because there really is so much I can give you guys in my free content. That's why I created my course program, where there's more than 4.5 hours of material that can really get you results. So let's get into today's topic on why you need to grow Instagram in 2021. Now, the first reason that we're going to talk about is number one, to earn income. I'm pretty sure this is one of the biggest reasons people really pursue this. Of course, fame and really recognition is awesome. It's an amazing part of influencing. But really, what I like to tell my students as well is that likes don't really pay for your bills, right? So the most important part of influencing is actually income as well. It's very important for you to actually make money off of your account. Because also when you make money, it really motivates you to go further. You know, when you have no income coming in from your posts, you kind of feel like you're doing it for no reason. So let me talk about one of the 3 main ways you can actually make money being an influencer. So number one is brand collaborations. Now, there are actually 2 types of brand collaborations that exist. One is paid brand collaborations, and second is unpaid. So these are collaborations. The unpaid collaborations are collaborations where you get products for free. Now, another thing I really want to differentiate is the fact that discount codes are not product exchanges. So if you ever get one of those emails or maybe a DM on Instagram or comment even on your photos where they tell you, hey, but we require you to pay for shipping or we give you a discount code. So this, for me personally, I do not recommend working with brands on these kind of terms at all. That is not a brand collaboration. A discount code is not a brand collaboration. If you have to pay for the shipping, that is not a brand collaboration. What that really is is you're giving them free exposure. You're giving the brand advertising, and on top of that, you're actually paying for the product that you should be getting for free. So that is a disclaimer that I want to put out there, especially when it comes to brand collaborations. I have you guys message me this in my DMs often as well, asking me if I should work with this brand, and you send me screenshots, and I'm like, no, if you have to pay for the product or the shipping, you are not doing a collaboration, but what you're doing is giving them free exposure. Free advertising. Even if you have 500 followers or less, you're still advertising for that company, and you shouldn't be doing that in the first place. And if you are paying for that product, or maybe you are paying for shipping, don't call that a brand collaboration. It just really is a trade-off, and you're still paying for the product. You bought the product, or you purchased, for shipping. So that really isn't a brand collaboration. And it's okay if you have done that before. So don't feel guilty. That's not the point of this podcast, or for me to make you feel like, oh, wow, I'm doing something really, really bad. It's just, I'm hoping to help you not make that mistake again. Now, a paid collaboration is when the brand gives you money and pays for the product, pays for the shipping, and sends that out to you so you can advertise it on your page, on your stories, on your Reels videos, whatever you have discussed with the brand. So that is the biggest difference. Now, the second form of income that you can make off of your account on Instagram is through affiliates. So being an affiliate for a company or for a specific product means that you're making a percentage from what people buy. So if your followers are buying using your link, so usually a brand, if you're gonna advertise for them, so for example, if I'm gonna advertise some kind of perfume for affiliates as an affiliate, then what's gonna happen is the brand's gonna give me a link, and I'm gonna use that link to actually sell on my stories, and that swipe up link, I will add that link with the affiliate code. And so if somebody purchases that perfume, then I get, for example, 15% commissions or 20% commissions. So being an affiliate really means that you're making a certain percentage from sales on a product from a brand. This is especially good if you enjoy sales. So maybe you have had some kind of experience in sales, or you are really good at talking to people. Or if you wouldn't mind a challenge, then doing affiliates and being an affiliate is a option for you. So there are a lot of brands who actually work on an affiliate basis. I personally don't really work on affiliate basis as much, just due to my time. And I also have my own products that I sell. So it's a lot more beneficial for me to work with my own products. However, I do have a friend, her name is Jessica Whitaker. Many of you guys may know her. She's a really awesome photographer and influencer on Instagram. And she actually does a lot of affiliate work, and she's really good at it. So there's just different kinds of things that people do. So this may work for you better than for somebody else, or vice versa. Now, number three of ways to earn income on Instagram is to have your own product. So if you are an entrepreneur and you have that spirit in you to create a product, or maybe you're just very creative, or maybe you already have a service or product you provide. So maybe you're a photographer, maybe you sell specific products like lip gloss, or maybe you make necklaces, whatever you are thinking of doing or are doing already. This is awesome. So Instagram is the place for you. People buy through Instagram. You can get brand awareness through Instagram, and you can make literally thousands of dollars with your own product online. Now, let me tell you guys, you probably are thinking, okay, that's awesome, but you probably need a lot of followers to sell something to actually make money. And let me tell you, when I first started off, I only had about 7,000 followers. And in the beginning of my journey, even had less when I first started off with my own first e-commerce product. So when I first launched my presets, I had less than 7,000 followers. But by the time I had 7,000 followers, I made more than $4,000 with my first online product, which was pretty much presets to edit your photos. And it was so amazing. I was so shook, because it really made me understand that you don't need to have a whole bunch of followers, thousands and thousands or hundreds of thousands, to sell. And people will buy your product, especially if it's great, if it has a need that it solves, if it's beautiful, if you're selling some kind of necklaces, jewelry, if it's beautiful, people will buy your product. So that is awesome. And if you have been thinking of starting a business, starting to sell something online, you need to grow your Instagram so you can really reach those people. You need to really build a personal brand for yourself as well. A lot of people who own businesses think that they don't have to show their face on Instagram. And it's really hard really to build awareness around your brand if you don't show yourself. So I definitely recommend, if you are even a photographer, for example, it's awesome to have a personal brand. And a personal brand is really your personality. You're showing yourself through camera, through social media, so people know who you are, especially when it comes to photography. You guys, people hire photographers very often for their personality, for who they are as a person. And how is somebody going to know who you are if they don't even see your face on stories, or you don't post about yourself, you only post about your photography work? So that is just a little explanation to why it's important to also have a lot of following, to actually work for that following, to start growing, investing your time into Instagram if you have a product, because people want to see who you are, and that really does change the sales that you have on your Instagram, and it really improves how well your product does. So that is the third way to make money on Instagram. And in reality, it's really awesome and so detailed, every specific of making money on Instagram. I can literally make a podcast episode on how to have and work with brands, on affiliate marketing, and also on creating a business or starting your own product through Instagram. And I actually do have a podcast episode on your personal brand. So these are all very, very specific things. There's a lot of details that goes into each category, but we're not going to go in depth as much in this podcast episode because we still need to move right along to number two, the second reason why you need to grow your following on Instagram in 2021, and that is to set a goal for yourself in 2021. So let's be honest, do you set New Year's resolutions for yourself? I'm gonna go first. I actually don't really believe in New Year's resolutions personally, and you can hate me for that or not. Maybe you're the same just as me, but what I really believe in is just setting goals, you know. And the biggest thing, the reason why I don't really believe in New Year's resolutions, is because they only happen once a year, and that is kind of not enough time and reminders for yourself to keep going. So if you really want to continue and really reach something in your life or for the year, you kind of need to remind yourself throughout the year about the goal. So that is why I don't believe in New Year's resolutions, but I do believe in setting goals for yourself throughout the year, fixing them, coming back to them, maybe setting new ones if you need to. So that's what I personally do. And right now is the best time to do so. I'm actually going to do that next week after I get done with the masterclass registrants and we finalize everything inside the program. That's when I take time. I definitely take about a couple hours out of my day and literally just plan for 2021. And it really helps. Honestly, you guys, just looking back at what I posted, what I wrote down for myself last year, I actually think I did more than 80% of those goals. And it's possible, and I definitely recommend writing it down for yourself, because if you're not going to write it down, it's not going to go into your brain. It's not going to become into life. It's just not going to become reality. Also, I think this is a really great time, however, to create these goals. So this is one of the best times to start new, to start fresh for the new year. I know that 2020 was a big change for a lot of us in the year, with our jobs, even with our health, etc. So this is a great time to just start over, and that's actually why I do a lot of my goals in January, is because it just kind of feels like a fresh start, you know. And that's amazing. I think it's a really good time where you can get uplifted, encouraged for the new year. So take advantage of this time. You're not going to have another moment to just set aside and reflect on your life, except for maybe on your birthday. That's another day when I kind of reflect on everything. But you know, might as well take advantage. So write down what you want to do, and maybe there is a specific brand you really are dreaming to work with. maybe even if it's for free product. I know for me personally, I really, really wanted to work with Pretty Little Thing. I love their style, their clothes. I actually bought a lot of their clothes before I started working with them. And in 2020, that dream came true for me. And I was super excited. That was one of the goals that I always wanted to happen with me. Literally low-key, you guys, gonna share this with you. I actually teared up when that brand collaboration happened for me. So that was amazing. And you guys, I want you to live through that same moment because it is amazing and it encourages you even more to go further and set higher goals. So if there is a brand collaboration, if there is a certain amount of money you want to make per post, per month, write that down and let's create these goals for us for 2021 and actually let's reach them together. Now, so far we learned that number one reason to start your Instagram growth is to earn income. Number two is to set a goal for 2021 that you can actually reach. And for a third reason, it is that brands are actually moving online. So fun fact, during the pandemic, a lot of brands move from traditional marketing tactics, like, for example, signs on the road or even TV advertising, and they started to put a lot of their marketing budgets into influencers, into social media, especially into TikTok during these times as well. So that is amazing. It is something new, and that really teaches us that being an influencer is very important and it's bringing even more value to brands. So there's going to be a higher demand for influencers. And the fun thing is, the amazing part about it is that if you think, okay, that's awesome, Val, that brands are in need of influencers, but again, I don't have a lot of followers. I'm sure that brands don't want to work with me because I only have 1,000 followers or 2,000 followers. Well, let me tell you this, that there are brands who look for micro influencers because they're brands that, for example, don't have a lot of budget. So some brands don't have the money to advertise with huge influencers who have millions of followers because their advertising is expensive. So instead, what they do is they disperse their budget, their marketing budget, to small influencers who have 1,000, 2,000 followers, 5,000 followers, and that is how brands work. So there are brands who look for micro influencers, for mid influencers, and then for the high tier influencers who have millions of followers. So that is the amazing part. So if you think that, oh, you know, I'm not going to be in demand, you are in demand even if you are a micro influencer because brands are looking for micro influencers who can advertise their products with their small budgets. And I can tell you guys statistics after statistic of how much money brands are putting into influencers. But let me tell you one thing that is a fact that actually I can tell you guys about and what happened to me. So during coronavirus, when last April, when the pandemic first started, I actually started getting more brand deals than before the pandemic, which is kind of crazy. And that's actually the truth. So I actually made more money during this lockdown time than before because people and brands wanted to advertise on my page. They know that people are online. When people are in lockdown, people are sitting at home. A lot of times they're scrolling on Instagram, on Facebook, on TikTok, and brands actually wanted to work with me more, especially during those times. So let me tell you, things are moving to social media. Brands are moving to social media, and that is where we are as influencers, which means that we can make a lot more money and there's a bigger demand for influencers. Now, the fourth reason is that it is possible and even easy to grow in 2021. Now, I know a lot of people may be disagreeing with this or are struggling with growing 2020. So how is 2021 going to get better? Now, if somebody is struggling or if you are struggling, most likely you are just doing something wrong in your process of growth. Now, there's this awesome quote that I love to use. So maybe you already heard it before from me, but Albert Einstein quoted this. He said, "The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over again and expecting different results." Now, let me say that again. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. So what that means is the reason you maybe haven't grown in 2020 or in the past month for the last year again is because you have been doing the same thing over and over again and hoping that you get different results or that you grow. And that's just not going to happen, especially if you're not changing anything in your growth method, in your account, in your content. You need to actually apply the knowledge that I give you guys in my podcast, in my informational content, and use it for your Instagram account. And if that is not enough, then you need to take my course program, because that will actually open up these holes in your process, in the growth that you may be having right now. So it is possible to grow, and it's actually easy to grow in 2021. And here's how. Let me show you guys one example that happened to me this past month. This is not a couple months ago or half a year ago. This happened this month. This month, I was posting Instagram Reels constantly, consistently, every day, about every day for a week, and I grew 6,000 followers in 1 week. Simply by posting Reels alone. So that is amazing. And if you think that it's been a struggle for you to grow 500 followers for the past year, you can grow 6,000 followers in just 1 week if you really, really try and if you actually know how to do that. So it's really, really simple. You just need to understand that there's a lot of factors that go into growing your Instagram account. It's not just, again, you know, posting Reels or using hashtags. You also have to look at your niche. If you're posting content that is interesting for your followers, is your bio optimized, etc. There's a lot of things that go into growing your Instagram account, and that is exactly why I created my course program, because in that system is a step-by-step process that actually shows you the next step you're supposed to do. So if you already have a good profile picture, I tell you exactly what your next step is, because the next thing you probably need to do is optimize your profile. So after you optimize your profile, you need to make sure that you have a niche, etc. And that goes on and on and on. And that is why I have also a lot of results of my students who took the program, and they're actually seeing results through that program, is because it's step-by-step. And what I really want to do is actually encourage you to go further instead of give up on your growth. So that is exactly why I'm doing this for you guys. I'm recording this podcast. I'm giving you so much information, is because I felt the same way that you have felt before. And I know that sometimes we feel like we want to give up, like it's a struggle, and like we're never going to get to our dream brand. We're never going to get to that 10,000 follower mark, 20,000 follower mark, but it can happen. And it happened to me, and I did it by myself. It did take me about 2 to 4 years to do and get those results after learning, stopping my course program, also learning again. It took me a while, but I'm here to tell you guys that you can do it faster. And that is exactly why educate you guys, is because I'm really passionate about making that journey for you guys a lot shorter. So you can get to your results maybe in 5 years, or you can do it in 3 months. It's up to you to decide. And that is why I'm here to educate you and take you through the right path. And I want to encourage you to do that in 2021. Cool. Now we are almost done, because we are at the fifth reason why you need to grow your account on Instagram in 2021. And that is that others are seeing amazing results. Now, I have hundreds of students who have went through my program, and they are seeing amazing results. And that is just proof that you can grow, and that you, it is possible in 2021. And also, I'm sure that you personally have seen other influencers, maybe that you have been stalking low-key or saving content from their Instagram's account, and you can see that they are growing, and you just don't understand why they are growing and you aren't. And let me tell you, there's no big difference between you or that influencer who's growing. It's just that they have the strategy to do so and you don't. It's not like they're so much smarter than you. It's just that they actually have the steps that they need to take, and they know those steps. Now let's do a recap of exactly what we learned today in this podcast episode. I really want to just get you guys the idea across that you can grow in 2021, and encourage you to do so, especially with the material that I have, with tips, tricks, mistakes that you should avoid. You can get to those results, especially if you take action on my information. So number one, we learned that you need to grow your Instagram account in 2021 because you can earn income from your Instagram account. Number two, it's a great time to set a goal for 2021 that you can reach. Number three, brands are moving online. And so more and more brands are on Instagram and they need you as an influencer to advertise their products. Number four, it's possible and even easy to grow in 2021. And number five, lastly, others are growing and seeing amazing results. Now, I hope you can take away the main five reasons why you need to get started. Find that one reason for yourself that is really going to help you get through 2021 and get to those goals. Maybe for you, you want to start that business, or maybe for you, you just want to start making income. You're tired of working 9-to-5, low minimum wage job, and you just want to quit and start over. Or maybe just start a side hustle. I'm not gonna tell you guys to quit your job, but I'm gonna tell you guys that it's possible to make extra income, $3,000 a month from Instagram, if you really try and actually take action. Now, I hope that you can take a look at my new program, Instagram Marketing 101 2.0. It's gonna be linked in the description of this podcast episode on Spotify. And if you're on Apple or some other platform listening to this, go ahead and check out my Instagram. The course is gonna be tagged right on my bio. You can get all the information and learn what's inside. It can really, really, truly help you. Now, I want to wish you the best success in 2021. I want you to take action. And I know you are here, you're already learning, you're dedicated, and that is amazing. That is already halfway there to taking those steps, and you're almost there to your success because you're here and you want to learn. That's amazing. So the next step is for you to actually take action, and you will get those results. I promise you, because I have seen that in my own life. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast episode. I love you guys. I really want to encourage you guys and see you grow in 2021. And I will see you in the next podcast episode.